I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. With Arkansas's growing trade relationship with Asian countries, Governor Mike Beebe will soon get a firsthand look. Beebe will lead an economic development trade mission to China in April of this year. The trip will focus on recruiting potential businesses to Arkansas, as well as pushing new export opportunities in China for Arkansas products and services. The 88th General Assembly opened its fiscal session as state lawmakers seek to pass the next fiscal year's budget and outline plans for spending a $72 million surplus. Governor Beebe proposed a $4.72 billion balanced budget that provides increased spending for public schools and Medicaid. Republicans offered a smaller proposed budget of $4.70 billion, which was $21 million less than Beebe's. The GOP plan calls for roughly 3% reductions in administrative costs at 11 state agencies. It also advocates using $14 million in surplus money for Medicaid instead of using revenue from traditional funding sources. Paris-based Nexans has acquired El Dorado industrial cable company Amer Cable Holdings for $275 million. Nexans, a worldwide cable company, makes products for the mining, oil and gas, and renewable energy markets. Amer Cable is the number one producer of marine, mining, oil and gas, and other industrial cables in North America. Amer Cable employs about 400 workers with a large presence in El Dorado. Bentonville-based America's Car-Mart scored another solid quarter of revenue and earnings growth. The Buy Here, Pay Here car dealership group reported third-quarter earnings of $7.3 million, up from $5.7 million 1 year ago. Revenue for the quarter was up 14%. Same-store sales rose by 7.9%. The used car chain plans to open three more new dealerships by the end of April. A call center facility in Jonesboro will close this spring, laying off 223 workers. Denver-based StarTech will close its Jonesboro operations later this year. StarTech offers businesses outsourcing services for customer service, product support, and sales programs. The company located its facility in Jonesboro in 2008. About 100 workers near Wynn will be laid off from Mueller Industries after a fire destroyed a portion of its factory last September. The metal and plastic pipe fitting plant employs about 360 in total. Company officials opted not to rebuild. Last week, Memphis-based Mueller Industries reported total net income for the year of $86.3 million. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.